Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about Steve Jobs, the co-founder of Apple Computers, a new study that recommends regular checkups with a dietitian, and a list of 10 simple tips that will guarantee a happy and healthy gluten-free new year for you and your family. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Remember, we'd like to hear your input for this program, so please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Now, the news. Is Steve Jobs a celiac? Recent stories online and in the media suggest that the co-founder of Apple Computers could very well be suffering from undiagnosed celiac disease. All the symptoms are there. Malnutrition, weight loss, even thyroid problems. Apparently, a section of his small intestine was removed as part of his treatment for pancreatic cancer. Arguments against a cut-and-dry diagnosis for celiac disease include his cancer and the hormone imbalance. Well, what if Steve Jobs has multiple symptoms because he's suffering from more than one disease? How about both cancer and celiac? People often suffer from more than one illness which seem totally unrelated but are triggered at the same time in a person's life, especially if the trouble is set off by stress. Regular checkups with a dietitian. The easier and more accurate blood tests available now are currently revealing more celiacs than ever. And this is probably the cause of the sharp rise in celiac numbers both in the United States and abroad. However, current medical practices call for initial testing in order to make a clear diagnosis, but follow-up exams are rarely recommended. A new Australian study has determined that all celiacs can benefit from follow-up exams. A regular checkup with a dietitian is the wisest way to continue monitoring celiac disease. The doctors in this study noted the ease of gluten ingestion and pointed out that 6 in 10 patients have persistent symptoms, lagging over from the time before they were diagnosed. They also noticed the large number of associated conditions that can be averted by keeping celiac disease under control. The habit of waiting for your symptoms to flare up, or even the best blood tests, are both actually poor indications of disease growing at the cellular level. Because of the many illnesses that can result from untreated celiac intestinal damage, this study concludes that controlling or preventing intestinal damage is crucial. Proper monitoring can even help prevent neuropsychiatric conditions such as anxiety, headaches, behavioral problems, and depression. And now, some popular topics from celiac.com. 10 Simple Tips for 2009. To help you make 2009 the happiest and healthiest year ever for yourself and your family, we at celiac.com have come up with 10 simple tips to follow for a gluten-free year. 1. Toss out any unsafe foods. The first of the year is the time to go through your cupboards to make sure that any gluten foods from the holidays or before will be banished forever. Stuck with that Wheaty fruitcake? Toss it or re-gift to a gluten eater. 2. Restock your kitchen. Now is the time to make up a gluten-free shopping list and go get a bunch of supplies that can last and keep your family healthy and happy all year long. 3. Take advantage of sales. Numerous online companies are eager to make way for 2009 and will offer great deals on your gluten-free favorites, whether it's breads, pizzas, pizza crust, or brands like Chibi, Dad's, Share, Foods by George, or Cause Your Special. Now is the perfect time to stock up and save big. 4. Source products from reliable makers and vendors. The gluten-free label is now a hot commodity. The market for gluten-free products is growing at double-digit rates, and consumer demand is higher than ever. Until the U.S. government implements official standards, there's no official definition as to what constitutes gluten-free food. So look out. Look for companies with a long history and vigilant about protecting their customers. Try the Gluten-Free Mall, which has offered online shopping since 1998. 5. Stay informed. Follow the latest gluten-free developments on our website and forums about clinical trials, vaccines, new standards on gluten-free manufacturing and labeling, and major developments in diagnosis and treatment. There is so much going on, and some of it will pertain to you directly, so it pays to keep up with an RSS feed on your Google or Yahoo account, or subscribe to our newsletter and get news and in-depth articles sent directly to your door. 6. Double-check the safe and unsafe gluten-free food lists. You can find free updated food lists here at celiac.com. Another good option is to purchase a commercial gluten-free shopping guide, which can help you find items at a regular store. 7. Take part in food planning for 2009 events. From post-New Year's parties to the Super Bowl and beyond, now is a good time to look at the year ahead with an eye toward any event you'll likely be attending, and to make a mental note or to chime in ahead of time with your hosts to arrange for gluten-free adjustments. This includes arranging to bring gluten-free versions of those favorite or must-have dishes. Will there be any gluten in the bean dip this year? 8. Think ahead. Try new recipes in advance. Think back to the few disappointments you may have suffered at last year's parties or picnics. Maybe it was the company get-together, and maybe it was your cousin's Super Bowl party or Memorial Day barbecue, where there just weren't enough gluten-free snacks to nourish you properly. Don't get caught short again. Now is a perfect time to look ahead and mark your calendar for the events you know will be coming. Try out that new recipe destined to make your event a success. 9. Try new gluten-free products. With the amount of gluten-free products projected to increase radically in the coming year, the time will come now and again to branch out. Take a close look at the ingredients. See how long they've been around. And more importantly, consider who's selling it to you. The Gluten-Free Mall guarantees every one of the products they carry. And 10, spread the word. Generally speaking, a gluten-free diet is a healthy diet. People who eat gluten-free automatically avoid enriched wheat, hydrogenated fat, high fructose corn syrup, and preservatives. Eating gluten-free generally means paying closer attention to all ingredients and eating wholesome foods of all kinds, like fruits, vegetables, and more nutritious grains like quinoa, rice, corn, millet, along with beans and lentils. The opportunities don't stop in this realm of foods. There's plenty to talk about. Following a gluten-free diet is just an invitation to avoid the toxic food sources rampant in our culture. You'll be saving your friends and coworkers if you talk to them about the gluten-free lifestyle. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input. Please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find the links to all the original articles on our blog site. So from celiac.com, thank you for listening.